We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1
Amp Radio. Is Avengers Endgame the greatest superhero movie ever made? Call or text us at 877-971-HITS. And I bring this up because Avengers Endgame this weekend shattered all domestic and global records in regards to box office records, right? It hit $1.2 billion with a B as in boy, dollars, internationally in sales during opening weekend. It broke, like, attendance records at movie theaters here in the United States on Friday and then broke it that record on Saturday. It broke records in regards to the amount of food and snacks that were being consumed in movie theaters.
It was 3 hours, man. You gotta survive.
People were having breakfast, lunch, and dinner while watching the movie. You know what I'm saying? So, being the fact that it broke all records that ever existed in regards to movies, would you say, is it the best superhero movie ever made? Avengers Endgame. 877-971-HITS, number to call or text us at. DJ Majestic, you actually saw the movie this weekend.
I did, yeah.
No spoilers.
No spoilers, bro.
I wouldn't tell you what happened to...
Bleep it out. Would you say it's the best movie ever made?
I would say yes, it is.
Whoa!
And I was never about Avengers before. I never really cared. I saw Infinity War and I was like, yo, that's huge. And then after seeing Endgame, it made you appreciate everything even more. Nothing's on that level.
Well, it ties it all together.
Yeah,
everything.
Right.
All the years we've been watching, like, it ties it all together in one.
Over all the Batman movies, over all Superman movies, over all that.
Yeah, I'm all about Batman too, but yo.
Now, I do have a study that reveals the top five movies of all time. And what they did in this study is they combined data from, like, ticket sales, Rotten Tomatoes, IMDb, Metacritic, all these different websites that judge movies. And it gives you a list of top five of all-time superhero movies. I'll let you know what that is a little bit later, but we want to hear from you first. Brian, do you think it's... I know you haven't seen Avengers Endgame,
right,
but for you, what's your favorite of all time?
Well, here's the thing. Like, I think the difference between... I've been reading a little bit about why people love... why the Avengers does so well on Rotten Tomatoes, the entire Avengers series, and even more so, take it a step further, all the Marvel versus the DC world, like the Justice League, right? The reason is that the writing is so much better on Marvel movies than on DC movies.
Oh, wait.
It really is, man. Like, look, I love Spider-Man. I mean, I love Superman and Batman. Some of the Batman movies are my favorite. But the Avengers Marvel series, like, the characters are actually, like, funny. Like, the writing is very well-written movies. And so they come out and they just, I mean, they end the argument. Avengers ends the argument if you just go look at the ratings of Rotten Tomatoes. Like, 96% for a superhero movie is insane.
Interesting, because Superman is actually the first movie that kind of broke through in this big way. Because before, comic books and all that were seen as, like, for children. And in 1978, when Richard Donner created Superman along with the star Christopher Reeve as Superman, that's when this whole superhero movie thing started in a big way. Chelsea, what's your all-time favorite superhero movie?
It's so hard that, I mean, honestly, like, I'm really excited to see this Avengers Endgame because I've followed the movies. I've missed a couple in between, which I feel like I need to catch up on, but I gotta go with Wonder Woman. And that's DC, but Wonder Woman was a sick film and obviously representing females.
Yeah.
Anytime there is a female in a lead position like that who's just kicking ass, I mean, that movie's incredible. And same with Marvel. I just saw Marvel and that was awesome too, you know?
I think the movie that would crash everything is if they did, like, a Justice League versus Avengers, some sort of, like, battle royale movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw a lot of people saying that the reason that the Justice League wouldn't have any of these problems, like, like the Avengers have, where they're fighting all these, like, Thanos and stuff.
Yeah.
And it, like, some guy break it down. It's like all the super, like, head to head superhero powers, like Wonder Woman demolishes Thor. Like, it's not, like, they're like, it's not even close, man. He's a fool.
Like, who trumps who, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like who comes out and,
man,
like, fights in a Royal Rumble.
I really love Black Panther, man.
I was going to say, we can't forget about that.
Just because it was so different than everything else that's been out there and has been done, you know? I really love the storyline of Black Panther. It was a really, really good movie. So hit us up, 877-971-HITS. Greatest superhero movie ever made, according to you? And if you've seen Avengers Endgame, is that the best one for you as well? And I got this list of the top five. See if you agree with it, all right? 877-971, his number to call or text.
From the 626, yes! Endgame is the best movie in my lifetime.
Wow.
From Wolfie, who's 9 years old.
I was going to say, how old?
With the name like Wolfie, that's dope.
And from the 714, we got, y'all are tripping, man. Woo. Stop sleeping on the X-Men.
Right, honestly, though.
Wolverine would handle these nerds.
X-Men franchise. Chelsea? I'm a big fan. I grew up reading all those comic books. I was a huge X-Men
fan. You actually read them?
Yeah, because my brother, I lived like 2 blocks from a comic book store. My brother was huge into it. And it was like, you know, my older brother does it. I'm going to do it. And I became a huge fan. I had a huge crush on Gambit. And, you know, I wanted to be Rogue.
That explains the type of dudes you go for nowadays.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We also got this one from Summer. She said, hell yes it is. I don't want to say anything because I don't want to spoil the movie. But trust me.
Trust me.
You cry. You are. Every emotion is in this movie.
Grace from Orange, good morning.
Good morning.
Is Avengers Endgame the greatest superhero movie ever made?
Definitely, hands down. Like, it was so good. I saw it yesterday with my family, and they just gave it such a good, like, ending.
Do not give us any spoilers.
Well, we know it. We know it has an ending. It's called Endgame.
Yeah.
So I think she's good there. She's good there.
Yeah, I didn't want to give any spoilers and everything.
Grace, Alex from P-Town does not agree with you and says you don't know anything about superhero movies. Alex, go ahead.
No, Infinity Wars was like a million times better. There was just more meat to it. It's just, there was more action. It just had a lot more going on. It was a way better. Endgame was really good. The ending was great, but I felt like it was just missing something. I can't explain what it was.
I mean, the end of
it. Like, it just needed more salsa or something. They needed to spice it up.
Just,
Infinity War ends in a way where you have no choice but to want to see the final movie, right? Like the way it ends, you're like, you're kind of like, your nerves are frayed. You're like, oh no, what happened? So I think that when you try to close out a series, it seems like they got a rush to button things up. And Infinity War didn't have to do that. Yeah. They wanted to get you all riled up for the last
one. And they got like 30 different storylines going on. So they got to wrap it up somehow. But some critics are saying that you really can't divide Infinity War and Endgame. You really got to see it as one film split up into two.
Yeah.
You know? So, Alex and Grace, thank you for listening. Love you, girls.
Bye. Peace out.
Stephanie from LA, you're saying Black Panther is the greatest superhero movie ever. Why?
Well, it's about more than just superheroes. Mm-hmm. It's about people. It's about community. It's about a larger issue that means something more than just saving the world.
Yeah, and also, Michael B. Jordan takes his shirt off a lot.
What a babe. I mean, can we talk about that. It?
There's that.
Stephanie's like, and that's my ending argument.
Mic drop.
Stephanie, appreciate you calling in. We're about to reveal the top five movies of all time. Obviously not including Avengers Endgame because it wasn't out when they did this study. See if you agree with it. All right.
Okay.
Some people are going to be upset with this top five study that I found. The best superhero movies ever made. So, you know, Avengers Endgame just broke every possible record you can think of.
By a mile.
Obviously, that film is not yet included in the study, but the study's pretty dope because it kind of brings in data from ticket sales, Rotten Tomatoes, IMDb, Metacritic, etc. So here it is. Some that you would think would be in the top five that aren't are as follows. Wonder Woman is actually 14th.
No Jeez, way.
Really?
It's such a good film.
Yeah, that I mean, the movie itself was great, but also just the hype and the inspiration you saw with girls, right? And with young girls, especially like Halloween, all these young girls dressed up as Wonder Woman. It just, man, that seems crazy.
Just breaking that glass ceiling and those barriers, you know? You're 14th, guys. Avengers Infinity War, 10th.
Wow.
Iron Man, 9th. And the one I'm really upset about, it's actually a Mexican superhero movie, El Chapulín Colorado. Didn't even make it on this list, bro. He's like our Mexican Thor, El Chapulín Colorado. No contaban con mi astucia. That's what he says. Like, you didn't think I was that badass. That's his whole saying. And look at him. He's in a red onesie.
Oh, wow.
And he's our Mexican Thor.
He's wearing underwear over
him. That looks like John Leguizamo in The Pest.
Let me see.
Chapulín Colorado.
Wait, he has antennas.
He's got antennas, his antenitas. Right. Antenitas is what they're called. And then that's how he knows that, like, some drama or some stuff is going down. His antennas let him know. And then he's got a little hammer, which is like our Mexican Thor, El Chapulín Colorado.
I gotta be honest.
No contaban con mi astucia.
There's no way this guy should be anywhere near the list.
Get out of here, bro. Dope shoes, though.
I mean, Mr. Bean looks like a better superhero than this dude.
All right, we're going to get a poll going on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. If El Chapulín Colorado, the movie, should be on here or not. Anyways, here it is. Top five best superhero movies ever, according to this study. At number five, for you X-Men fans, Logan.
Okay, that was great.
Really?
Oh, it was good.
I mean, I like any of those origin-type movies. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Interesting.
Chapulín Colorado is an origin movie.
Okay, keep going.
I want to know the origin of how he got that outfit right there.
And that hammer.
Number four, the original Guardians of the Galaxy that came out in 2014.
I love those ones, man. Yeah.
All right. Well, at number three, Black Panther.
Okay, good. Well, Lisa made the list.
Black Panther at number three. All right, these are best superhero movies ever, according to the study. At number two, The Dark Knight Rises.
Yep. Which one was that? That was the one.
It was Christian Bale, Tom Hardy, okay. Anne Hathaway, Michael Caine. What do you guys think came in at number one? Best superhero movie ever of all time, bringing in together all these metrics.
I feel like that, if Batman's at number two for Dark Knight Rising, I feel like the one that Heath Ledger was in has to be the best, because Heath Ledger's so unbelievable in that movie. Mm-hmm.
As a Joker, you guys are correct. The Dark Knight.
We nailed it!
Came out in 2008. Christian Bale, Heath Ledger. The best superhero movie ever made, according to the study that brings all the metrics together and combines them. Do you guys feel peace with that?
I mean, the Joker was just incredible in that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's creepy. Like, the whole thing is creepy. Like, he just nails it.
Where's Avengers Endgame going to fall into this list?
I mean, it's got to be up the top. Wow. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but from what I'm hearing, there's a lot of buzz around it. People are loving it.
There's over a billion votes for it to be number one already right now.
Wow, we're going to make it 3 billion with El Chapulín Colorado. Let's go!
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.